Well, there's all sorts of brave and diplomatic words I could use, but I'm talking to friends here, so I won't disguise it. It's very sad and disappointing. I did love the job. It gave me a fantastic perspective on a part of the world going through historic change. And I loved representing the country and the, you know, the colleagues in the Foreign Office who work so hard at home and abroad. It was great. But I accept the moment you're given a job as a politician, you know that the job can go and you have to permanently keep your feet on the ground. I've not lost everything. And you've got listeners who really lost their jobs over the years. I'm still the Member of Parliament for North East Bedfordshire and I really enjoy and appreciate doing that. I have lost this role. That is politics, but I enjoyed every minute of it.
The minute you're appointed as a Foreign Office Minister, the Arab uprising began.
I hope you're not trying to draw a direct connection.
No, I just wanted to watch David Cameron drew the same comparison.
It has been a remarkable period of time in history, and it's true. From around about the end of 2010, about sort of 6 months after the new government and 6 months after I was appointed, things began to happen in Tunisia. And I remember being at a big conference with Hillary Clinton, and I might as well name drop, why not? I remember being at a big conference with Hillary Clinton, and we were watching things happen on the television, and she made a speech which indicated the world was about to change, and no one really quite believed her, and she was right. And from that moment on, from the end of 2010, beginning of 2011, we've seen the Arab world in a ferment of change. It's far from over. Lots of things will continue to happen, and I hope to remain engaged in some way through contact and through working and commentating on it to stay engaged in that remarkable change.
What happens when you're called in, when you get the phone call to go and see the Prime Minister? You don't know what's about to happen.
I did mine on the phone because Monday morning Eve wasn't well, and we were planning to go down to London in the evening, and I got a phone call to indicate that the Prime Minister would like to have a word with me, and I knew I had a fair idea what it was about, so we just did it on the phone, which it's wonderful walking up Downing Street when you're going to be appointed. It's not much fun if that's not the case, and he was very considerate in not making me come down to London and walk up Downing Street, so I appreciate that, as I really appreciate him giving me the job in the first place. It was him to give, his to take away, and I really do appreciate the chance that I've had.
Do you go and pick up your possessions in a little cardboard box, or are they sent to you?
No, I do the same as you're quite right, as others do in these circumstances. I took the car down to the FCO on yesterday morning and loaded it up with stuff from my office, because my new colleague was already in place, so my team had very quickly picked up the personal possessions in the office and had them ready, so I was able to take them away. That's the way we work. You change positions immediately, of course, because the government must go on, and the moment one minister for the Middle East isn't there, then there is a new minister for the Middle East, which is quite right.
Your family must be pleased, though, because at least they get to see more of you. And in, let's be honest, you've been travelling some very dangerous parts of the world as well.
Yeah, and increasingly the travel was beginning on Sundays, so I would be leaving Bedford sort of first thing on a Sunday morning. So that took away one of the only two weekend days that was available for family. And, of course, Saturday and Fridays and Saturdays are often constituency days with surgeries and all that. So, yes, the family will see a little bit more. And, yes, there should no longer be the flak jacket needed. That's been a part of my visits, Afghanistan, Yemen, Iraq, places like that. And also, I'm telling my wife, I had to write a little letter and keep it secret in a drawer known only to my secretary in the event that I didn't come back.
Wow.
So I don't need that at the moment. But you have to. I just thought it was prudent to do that. So I've had a little letter in my drawer in the office, known only to my other secretary, just saying if I don't come back, there is a letter there, and for her to get it first, and to look for it and to give it to Eve. So, but I don't think Eve actually ever knew about that. So I'll maybe have to tell her now.